Hello, I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, brought to you by Kloss. Go to harvestingworld.com for the latest inventory of used combines from the Kloss dealer network or call 1-844-OWN-USED. Rabobank recently released its quarterly hog report, and the numbers show just how big of an impact porcine epidemic diarrhea virus is having. Will Sawyer is Vice President, Animal Protein, Food, and Agribusiness Research for Rabobank.
It's pretty significant. I think what's interesting is, you know, the industry's been talking about it for almost a year now, but I think the next few months will be really the time where we really see the impact, and that'll be a lot fewer hogs coming through processors all across the U.S., so it's going to be an interesting time.
And you expect a little further reduction on the numbers here yet?
Absolutely. I think we're maybe halfway through it. I wouldn't be surprised to see slaughter to decline into the mid-teens from where we are right now. So, you know, right now it's down maybe 8 or 9% over last year, and I think September could be down in the double digits.
Now, one salvation, we do see predictions of bigger hog or larger hog weights because of feed prices.
Yeah, there's a couple factors there. Definitely, the feed prices really help, and I think it's also, you know, U.S. hog producers are smart enough to realize that bringing the biggest animal they can through to processors is in their best interest. And that you've seen, as you said, hog weights are up 4.5 to 5% year over year. And that's that dynamic coming through the industry, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that continue through the remainder of 2014.
So how long is it going to take for this to pass through, providing that we're on the downtrend here?
I think we'll see the peak, if you will, or the crux of the deficit in August and September. And then supplies will get a little bit better as we go through the winter period. But the real question is, will hog producers in the U.S. have repeated or a second round of outbreaks in the fall and this winter? And, you know, could 2015 look a lot like 2014? Our view is that that's not a likely scenario, that while there still may be outbreaks for the next 6 to 12 months, the recovery period is going to be a lot better and the impact to production is going to be a lot less. So we don't see 2015 shaping up nearly as challenging as this year has been.
Do you anticipate producers trying to build their herds once they get this under control?
Absolutely. The integrators have told, you know, the contract growers across the U.S. to bring as many hogs to market this year as they can, and I think they're incentivizing them to increase production, but obviously in a measured way. You know, we don't want a scenario in 2015 where pork production is up 7 or 8%. That's not good for anybody.
Will Sawyer, Vice President at Rabobank. I'm Bob Meyer with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.